The next morning when Alex awakened in Harriet's bed, he thought how pretty she looked. He kissed her bare shoulder and smiled as she opened her eyes. "Hi, handsome," she whispered. "Hello, beautiful." After that evening, Alex and Harriet seemed obsessed with each other. Never in his life had Alex experienced such enthusiastic and consistent lovemaking. At first, Elaine only experienced some vague doubts about Alex, but soon her doubts turned to suspicions as his absences increased. The occasional stay in town overnight extended to his leaving the house on weekend afternoons. Finally, one night she decided to test her suspicions and called Jake, with whom Alex said he planned to spend the night. Jake tried to say Alex hadn't arrived yet, but his performance left Elaine unconvinced. When she tried to call later, no one answered the phone. Elaine remembered hearing Alex talk warmly about working with Harriet on a computer project. She also knew Harriet didn't live too far away and decided she might be a likely prospect. One Saturday afternoon when Alex had disappeared, Elaine hired a neighborhood teenager to watch the children and drove to Harriet's apartment. As soon as she turned onto her block, she spotted Alex's car, parked just around the corner. Elaine parked, found Harriet's apartment, and took a deep breath as she rang the bell. Harriet answered the door, wearing a dressing gown. "Elaine," she said just a bit too loudly. "Why, what a surprise." "I'm sorry, Harriet, if this seems rude, but I must come in to see something for myself." She brushed past the other woman and walked through the apartment into the bedroom. There she found Alex, hurriedly pulling on his trousers. The rest of his clothes were still draped over a chair near the bed. "Elaine, I..." His wife spun around and walked out of the apartment wordlessly. She saw no signs of Harriet and didn't even bother to close the door on her way out. Once in her car, Elaine burst into tears. As she automatically drove home, she attempted to force her numb mind to think. Divorce seemed her only option. Alex and Harriet stood by the front window and watched Elaine drive away. "What will you do?" Harriet asked. "I've got to go after her and try to cool her down. Don't worry about it, love. It's going to work out." When he got home, Alex saw Elaine's car, engine running and door ajar, standing in the driveway. He turned off the ignition, pocketed the key, and closed the door. As he walked through the front door, he heard the children crying. The bewildered babysitter told him his wife had gone upstairs. He paid her and sent her home, then went to find Elaine. She had locked herself in the bedroom. After calling to her a few times, he realized he'd better take care of the kids first. They went out for some fast food, and he put them to bed. All that time, the door to the bedroom remained tightly shut. Again, Alex knocked at the door. No answer. "Elaine, please," he begged softly. The lock on the knob clicked, and he tried the door again. As it opened, he saw Elaine sitting on the bed, eyes swollen and puffy with crying. He walked over to her. "I'm so ashamed, honey." "Don't you dare call me honey," she hissed. "But Elaine, I love you and the children. You mean the world to me. I don't understand how I could have done this to you." Again, Elaine started sobbing, and instinctively, Alex tried to comfort her. "Don't touch me," she gasped, struggling away from him to perch in the middle of the bed. "How could you do that? I hate the sight of you." "Elaine, please, it'll never happen again. I must have been crazy. Please, give me another chance." Tears welled up in his eyes. "You liar. You lied to me about all those nights you had to spend at Jake's, didn't you?" "Elaine, please, no. Don't lie. It only makes it worse." "You're right, and I won't lie anymore. You've got to believe me. I can only promise you it won't happen again. You and the kids mean too much to me. It's all over, Elaine. I mean it." This sort of exchange continued until 3 o'clock in the morning, Alex begging Elaine for mercy and understanding, and Elaine ripping into him with rage and anguish. Finally, driven by exhaustion, she permitted a truce and allowed Alex to come to bed. During the next few days, Alex continued to show remorse and managed to quiet Elaine down somewhat. By the end of the week, he had her convinced that temporary insanity caused his fling with Harriet and it wouldn't happen again. Alex did stop seeing Harriet for lunch, but he called her at the first opportunity. "I've got to see you, but I don't dare right now. I love you so much, I just don't know what to do." "Alex, I love you too. There will never be any question of that, but I want you to hold your marriage together. I don't want to cause a divorce." "Harriet, You're a jewel. Don't worry. I'll give it my best shot. If it ends in divorce, it won't be your fault.